Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a beautiful Saturday morning.
What?
Somewhere. Not here, but somewhere.
Strange weather going on around the country.
It is crazy. But you know what you always tell me with your pilot perspective? It's sun shining above the clouds.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is. Drought in the west, flooding in the mid-country in the south in Louisiana, and more rain expected today. And here, well, it's a little overcast. We may get some rain this afternoon. But, you know, we're a little shy on rain for the whole year, so it's good that we get a little bit.
You know what I call it? Liquid sunshine.
That's right.
We need rain to make grass green. Green grass makes houses look prettier.
Okay.
Duh.
It fills up the swimming pools from all the evaporation, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does. It helps with that as well.
It does.
So I just love the rain. Yeah. I know that sounds weird. Oh, you know why else I love it? Because when you're showing houses, if the roof leaks, you'll know.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's awesome.
You have any shout-outs today?
I do indeed. I want to give a shout-out to Amy and Steve, who have been longtime listeners since 2015. And we had dinner with them last night, and it was just so much fun. It was just so great to connect with old friends and we stay in touch with them pretty much anyway, but just hadn't seen them in a few months. COVID's been mean to everybody like that, keeping people away from each other.
Yeah.
So it was good to get out again and...
And hug people.
Hug people. Have fun.
Yes.
Yes. So
great to see them.
Love you, Amy and Steve. Thanks for being with us and being our friends.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, you know what it is this weekend? It's Father's Day weekend.
It is indeed. So, of course,
we give a salute to all fathers and fathers-in-laws and grandfathers and stepfathers out there.
Fathers-to-be. New fathers-to-be.
That's right. You know, it's a time to make a phone call or, you know, if they're away, if they're nearby, then go see them.
Yeah, give them a hug.
Give a special remembrance to one thing or many things that happened in the past that was really a special moment. They may not even remember that it was a special, not that they won't remember. They may not even know that it was a special moment, but it was a special moment for you.
Right.
With them. I remember a special moment when my dad was 65 years old, and I thought that was old back then. Of course, I'm a little older than that now, but we went on a rafting trip, my brothers and my dad and myself, of course, and we got out of the raft at one point, and there was a little cliff that you could jump off into the water, and it was like 12 feet high, and we all jumped, including my dad, and I thought, gosh, he's 65 years old, and he's jumping off a cliff into the water. I thought, that is so cool that he did that.
He is not about to be showed up by his boys.
Oh, gosh, I would do that now, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course you would. Because 65 is not really old, Howard.
65 is not really old. Yeah. I'd like to give a little bit of history about Father's Day. Sometimes
Please
I give
do.
A little history on the show. It was first observed in 1910 in Spokane, Washington, and then other states joined in. Multiple presidents actually got involved to bring it into existence. It was first Calvin Coolidge in 1924, where he asked all states to support it. Then Lyndon Johnson issued a proclamation in 1966. Finally, President Nixon supported it, as did both houses of Congress, via a proclamation and a congressional resolution. And then it was made officially on that by them as the third Sunday in June in perpetuity. How about that?
It's so wonderful.
Now,
you know, being a father, it's really one of the most important things you could ever do as a man, whether you have a biological child or not, but to sort of role model what being a good man is and role model that for someone younger than yourself.
That's not about
valuable.
Being the biological person.
Nope.
It's about being the person in their life.
Yep.
You know, It's interesting that Father's Day actually started by a woman.
Of course it did.
So I want to tell you that story as well.
Okay.
It was started, the idea was started by a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd. As I mentioned in Spokane, Washington, she was instrumental in the creation of Father's Day. Her mother had passed away during childbirth, leaving her father with six children, including her. Well, instead of putting the children in the care of others, that was frequently done back in those days, or remarrying quickly, he raised the children on his own. And after listening to a sermon about Mother's Day that was inspired by a woman named Anna Jarvis, who had worked to create the holiday of Mother's Day, she thought it was a good idea to make a holiday about Father's Day. So gained support with other churches and shopkeepers and government officials and the YMCA. And because of all of the efforts of her, Father's Day was held on June 19th, 1910. And that was in Spokane, Washington. So that was in, as I said, Washington State. Took place, as I said, in June. And because that was the month that Dodd's father had been born.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's when it spread to other states. And then, of course, the president got involved. Presidents got involved. And that's how it came to be. So we want to thank a woman for making Father's Day Father's Day.
Absolutely.
And we thank women, of course, for many things
in life.
Listen,
if you're a mom, you know there are things that your husband or the father of your children can do that you just can't do. And it's really valuable.
Yeah.
And so it makes total sense that we take time to appreciate you.
Yeah. A few other things that are special about today. It's Garfield the Cat Day. It made its newspaper debut on June 19th in the year. Can you guess the decade?
No.
1978 by Jim Davis, and it became the most widely read cartoon in history. How about that?
How about that?
Now, Juneteenth. Anyway.
Come on, Howard.
I want to give a little bit of history about
Please do. It's quite important.
Now, Lincoln made the Emancipation Proclamation. That took effect January 1st, 1863. Now, they didn't have TV or internet, of course, back then, and things took a while for the message to get out there. Now, Texas was one of the last states to surrender during the war and didn't get to them until June when the order was read about the Emancipation Proclamation. It was read on June 19th, and it was read in I forget what city it was read in. Anyway, it was read then, and then the next day, it was, and they called it Juneteenth. Anyway, and now it's a federal holiday. It started out in one state and kind of spread to several other states, and then it was decided, of course, to make it a federal holiday just this past week.
Yeah, and I think people have been celebrating that in states and cities around our country for 100 years.
Yeah, how about
it? Just hasn't been federally recognized until this week.
And now it is.
Yep.
Okay. It's also National Eat an Oreo Day.
That's a good one.
Yeah, okay. Good. It's also World Juggling Day. And National is World Sauntering Day. Sauntering is just, you know, walking around very slowly.
You got that mastered. Sauntering.
Oh, my goodness. It's a type of walk done joyfully, leisurely, and relaxed to enjoy life and look around you as you walk to enjoy the things that you see.
Yeah.
We take a walk around the neighborhood.
We do.
Go slowly and enjoy the sights. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to have a contest, and we're going to get a lot of people guessing at this one. So stay with us, everyone. We got a lot of things to talk about, including why, just why, are house prices going up? Why is there a shortage? We never really talked about why that's happening, not in detail. Today we're going to do that. So I want everybody to stay with us. We're going to have lots of people call in with guesses, perhaps with questions. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 very eventful June 19th weekend.
Yes, it is.
There is a lot going on. We've got the national holiday today. It's the first time it's a national holiday of Juneteenth. We've got Orange Crush going on here in our city for the first time. There are many, many things happening around this town on this weekend.
Yeah, and you can go to the beach. You may get a little wet, but if you go into the ocean, you're going to get wet anyway. Now, you won't get a tan, but it's not going to be overly hot. It's only going to get one like in the low 80s.
You could get a tan through the clouds.
Yeah.
Because the sun's still up there, says my pilot husband.
Yes. And some of that, some of those rays will get through, just
they
take a little longer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, we have a contest for everyone. According to a recent survey of 3,000 homeowners, what is the most essential kitchen feature that people wanted? Now, we're not talking about a stove or a refrigerator, because obviously those are required for it to be a kitchen. But the most essential one, not the most desirable, because people have desires. Oh, I really want that. What are the most things that they got to have? This kitchen's got to have this.
So you're talking about want versus needs.
Want versus needs. I need this. I got to have this, or I'm moving on to a different house. Gotta
Ooh,
have it.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay.
So that just clarified it's not something that's in every single house, right?
That's right.
So not the stove?
A stove is in every kitchen.
That's what I'm saying.
And
so it's not the stuff you find in every single kitchen.
Correct.
It's a desire. It's still kind of a desired list,
like,
but it's a need.
Like, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I'd like to have pull-out shelves in the cabinets. That's a desire, but it's not a need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
I'd like to have solid surface countertops.
You know what I'd like to have?
Whether that's granite or silestone or quartz. I'd like to have that, but it's not an absolute need. Now, for some people, it might be. But
oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I have customers like that. You know what I like to have in my kitchen?
A cook?
A personal chef. How did you know?
I saw that look in your eye. All right. So the number to call, Angela, is
222 talk to me. You have to call 222 talk, which is 8255. So of course that's 904 because we're in Duval
County, Florida.
Yes, that's where we're broadcasting from. But do not be confused. You can hear this show from Kissimmee. I've heard people tell me from Kissimmee up to South Carolina. We've had people say they heard our show. And that was on true broadcast, not just on, you know, the podcast. So
or on internet. We have a lot of people listening
on the internet.
Yeah, we have some people listening in California,
Arizona, Ohio, Michigan. We've had them from everywhere.
So, Miss Angela.
Yes, dear.
My wife.
Yes, dear.
What's happened here in Northeast Florida in the last week?
Well, let me tell you, Howard. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 858 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week. Now, this number's higher. 624 new homes came on the market for sale this week. That's up 15% from last week. 278 of the 624, that's 45%, they're already under contract. 62 of those actually went under contract the very first day. And 630 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
All right.
Yes, and that number's up 4% from the previous week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like that we have a caller.
Do we know?
I don't know who it is, but we will find out. Good morning, caller.
Oh, no, the caller's on with Lauren.
Oh, the caller's on with Lauren. We don't have them yet.
No? Should we talk about interest rates?
Yeah, Let's tell me about interest rates.
All right, well, here's what I want to tell you. First of all, the numbers we report each and every week are numbers that are posted nationally on Wednesday. But we had a disruption this week on Friday.
Ah.
Yes? So here's what happened according to Wednesday, and we'll let the Van Wees tell you what happened on Friday with the Feds. But the 30-year rate fell 0.03 of a point to 2.93%. And during this same week last year, it was 3.13%. The 15-year rate rose 0.01% to 2.24%. And this time last year, it was 2.58%. The FHA 30-year rate is 2.72%. So, again, tune in for the Van Wees. They can update you more about what happened with the Fed. Christine Kennedy told us. They met on Friday, and they're raising rates.
Yes, we do have a caller. It is Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Angela and Howard.
How are you guys doing? We're doing great. How are you doing?
Okay. Hey, that Christine Kennedy, boy, she's really a good girl. I called her about refinancing and left a message, and she herself called back. I mean, it was really impressive. I'm really impressed with her.
Well, okay. good. So you're going to refinance your house?
No. But I just wanted to, you know,
say how wonderful she is. Because she is wonderful. Like, God knew what he was doing. He made her, that's for sure. She is like perfection.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, she's really impressive. Anyway, we got a house up in Charter Point way at the end of university, and We're wanting to capitalize on the market, and we got people coming over. Oh, I got cash, and what should we worry about? I mean, we definitely need to go through a real estate agent and not theirs, correct?
Correct. In fact, why don't we come and talk to you and give you some advice, see what we could tell you about your house, tell you the value, tell you what to expect if you put it on the market.
But,
we're happy to do that. It's what we do.
I actually got a girl, Center Beam Construction down in Five Points, Avondale. Their daughter, I actually went to her baby shower. I've known her all my life.
So you already have a relationship with the realtor. Okay. So.
Yeah, but seriously, we're just going to take the pictures this coming Tuesday and not even list it till Thursday. I mean, they were like, oh, we'll pay cash and just use our realtor. And that's a real big red flag and everything, correct? Could you give me a little bit of a, you know, just the realtor is my protection from anything, correct? Could you tell me a couple of talking points on the definite protections of having a realtor represent us?
Absolutely, and I thank you for that opportunity to answer this question. So first of all, let me just arm you with what you should say. Just say no. That's it. Just say no. You've said no before in your lifetime. They've heard no before. It's okay. So just say no. So there's your simple advice. But the real reason that you want to do it is you always want to have someone in your corner watching out for you, protecting you, making sure that the laws are being abided as they pertain to the sale of your home. So you really need someone who's in your corner who is negotiating on your behalf. I mean, realtors take classes on how to negotiate. I mean, it's an art. It is not a science. And it is very important that you maximize the sale of your home in terms of getting the most amount of money you can and, you know, in that purchase. So in today's market, things are moving super fast. And if you're not a realtor, you don't know that. So you don't know how quickly things are evolving and prices are changing, almost weekly, sometimes daily. And the rules about how we're negotiating right now in contracts is so different than what we did 5 years ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And so what we're finding is that all the rules we used to follow before, they're gone. So now if you want to sell your house as is, no repairs, do that. That's fine. If you want to ask for more money than you think it could bring in a normal market, do that. That's fine. There's all sorts of rules that get to be broken in this time where the supply is short. So when we have very, very low supply, buyers will do things that they would not normally do because they really need a home. And so, you know, you can, one of the most important things you could do in this market is to talk about appraisal and having the buyer fill the appraisal gap. So that means if you agree upon a sales price, let's say of $500,000, but the home only appraises for $450,000, you want to make sure that buyer is capable of bringing you the difference between $450,000 and $500,000. The other thing that realtors will help you do is to evaluate if you get multiple offers as you have your home up for sale. They'll help you evaluate what is really a strong offer, which offer is going to get you to the closing table. Because at the end of the day, Rob, that's really all that matters is that you get to the closing table.
Yeah, the important thing here is if you had one person come to make you an offer for your house, in this day and age, you will get multiple offers. So if one person makes you an offer, the odds are you're going to get more than that if you put it on the market with whoever you put it on the market with.
Yes.
And, you know, think of the logic. If you get one offer, it's going to be at X price. And if you get multiple offers, it's probably going to be, you know, X plus something.
Yes. So the realtor who's representing you controls the process. So then they can say, okay, we have more than one offer. We're taking the highest and best offers by Sunday at 5 o'clock. And then anyone who wants to bid on your home has to have their bid turned in by then.
And the one person that made you the offer is going to say cash. Well, some of the other offers may be cash as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay. I hear the music. You guys better let other people pay for it.
No, this is what we're here for. We're here to answer whoever calls in. I mean, we have some prepared things to talk about, but the important thing is that we answer your questions.
Yes.
So, and if you have any more questions.
You guys are really educational and informative. I appreciate your show, okay?
You're welcome.
And have a good one.
If you have more questions, you can call us after the show. You can call Angela at 465-3845. We'll give that phone number again. So thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
You too.
Happy Father's Day.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tropical storm Claudette is dumping heavy rain along the U.S. Gulf Coast today, and that's bringing the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes to areas of Mississippi and Alabama already. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said as of 7 a.m. local time that the storm was located about 30 miles north of New Orleans and had maximum sustained winds at that point of about 45 miles an hour. Big threat of rain and flooding all the way inland in some states as well. And that could lead, with some strong winds that accompany the storm, to some trees being knocked over. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin sat down in Geneva for a widely anticipated summit this week. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent told the Salem Radio Network that President Biden could have done a better job and needs to do a better job of standing up to Putin and making America look strong on the world stage. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. You know, we've sold fine quality diamonds for a long time and think that's important. If you drew a line with the poorest diamonds with the lowest prices to the left and the highest quality to the right, our diamonds are at the far right end. Once we know the weight, the grading factors of cut, color, and clarity have to be considered. And the one that's talked about the least, but's the most important to us, is the diamond's cut grade, because it has huge implications on both price and beauty, and thus value. I've bought diamonds for Underwoods for over 30 years, so I know what's out there, and the cut grade's not important to most diamond sellers. That's really been the Underwood difference, because beautifully cut diamonds result in the most important thing they can do. They bring a joy of owning and wearing a diamond not just today, but tomorrow and into the future. That's important to us and should be to you too, because nothing brings more joy than wearing a beautiful diamond from Underwoods. In San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Is your child struggling in the classroom? Do they struggle to read, spell, write, or focus? Is homework frustrating, takes hours with tears and meltdowns too? Be a big part of their solution. Call the Morris Center Pontevedra Beach today to unlock your child's full learning potential. There's never been a comprehensive solution like this in Northeast Florida until now.
I'm Dr. Tim Conway, and my team brings 35 years of expertise with cutting-edge, scientifically proven methods. Enroll your child or teenager now at themorriscenterpvb.com.
It's important to love what you do and who you do it for, and that's easy when you work at American Electrical Contracting. They're always looking for new ways to invest in their employees. This year alone, they've increased employee benefits by 25%, doubled their life insurance policy, and added an extra scheduled holiday. Plus, they offer tuition assistance for higher education. American Electrical Contracting focuses on excellence and professionalism. Pursue excellence personally and professionally at American Electrical Contracting. Hiring now. Call 737-7770. Visit American-Electrical.com.
The Brandon Groover News Hour is a talk radio show sponsored by Elite Home Health, where all viewpoints are respected. Everything is balanced against the facts. Political correctness will not get in the way of solutions. Brandon Groover is starting a movement that will bring Americans together while keeping her great and holding our leaders accountable. No spin allowed. Brandon Groover wants to hear from you Fridays at 5 p.m. on WBOB 600 AM. And 101.1 FM.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Partly sunny today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 91. Tonight, we see that chance of showers and thunderstorms again with temperatures dropping to 74. And for the rest of the weekend, along with the work week up until Friday, partly sunny. We can also expect to see more possible rainfall along with those thunderstorms with highs reaching into the low 90s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us during our station break. So excited to be here on this beautiful, happy, happy, happy Saturday.
What happened with that third happy?
Did you... Happy, happy, happy. Okay. Aren't y'all happy? I mean, I'm happy every time I come here.
Did you have double octane in that
coffee? I had a little octane.
Finally kicked
in. I can't lie.
All right.
You know I don't lie.
Well, we were happy that Rob called in. That was nice.
Yeah, gave a nice plug for Christine, and then we helped him understand why he definitely needs a realtor in his corner to protect him and to make sure that more than one person sees the house and puts the bestest offer on the table.
The bestest?
The bestest. That
Did you
means
just
the
make
very
that up?
Bestest.
All right.
No, that's a word. The very bestest.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Only if you're
of
4 years old do you say bestest.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got still nobody's called in with the contest. According to a recent survey of 3,000 home buyers, what is the most essential kitchen feature?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many features.
There's a lot of features in a kitchen.
So call in and guess at 222-8255.
Yes.
Angela wants to talk to you.
And I will tell you that I totally did not know the answer. I guessed multiple times and I was wrong every time. So it's not intuitive.
Well, maybe.
It's not.
To some people.
Nope. It's not. I am the average buyer. That's why I'm a great realtor. Because I literally am the average buyer in every price point.
Really? You're the average $2 million buyer?
I am.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly what I want in a $2 million house. Are you kidding?
All right. Do we have a caller?
We do.
We do. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Did you have a guess to our contest, or do you have a question?
Just a guess.
Okay.
Could it be counter space?
Counter space.
Great one.
Well, that was in the top 10.
Aha.
Yes.
But it's not number one.
Yes.
But that is so important. I do think that's super essential. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll try again.
Thanks,
all right. Danielle.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you listening. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. We've got somebody else. We've got Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'll take the very best. Yourself?
Great. Good. Thank you.
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay.
Pull out cabinet drawers, you know, the lower, your base cabinets.
Yes.
Rather than bend it down to pull out.
Yeah, that's such a great option, but it's not the correct answer.
It's
super important. It saves on your back.
It actually made the list of most desirable.
Oh.
It was number three. It was tied for number three of most desirable, but not most essential.
Aha. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
Well, very
yes.
Okay.
Well,
great.
I wasn't too far off then.
Yes, you were. Yes.
Did you have any real estate questions while you're on the phone, Jim?
No, ma'am. I just thought I'd take a shot at it.
Well, we appreciate you listening today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Have a good weekend and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we need somebody else to call in and guess.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Okay.
So we've learned that you know about two lists, something called essential and something called most desired.
Right.
Let's see what the next caller has to say.
We got Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Terrific. I recognize your voice. You're a regular caller.
Oh, because you got a great show.
Well, thank you.
I love that. Yes.
And you got a great wife. Okay.
See, so I love you more, Mike.
All right. And I also agree with Angela. I love the rain down here in Jacksonville also.
For
the St. Augustine grass to keep growing.
Absolutely. It's so important. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to say a double sink.
You looked it up someplace.
Ding,
that
ding,
is
ding.
Actually
well,
the answer.
Well, in full disclosure, there's a magazine called House, H-O-U-Z-Z.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love that.
And
mm-hmm.
I've seen it there. I saw it there.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's okay. However you come up with it.
We're so excited that you're well-informed and well-read. And I love the House magazine. And I always want to copy lots of ideas that they have in there.
That's true.
Yes,
that's
they have
true.
Gorgeous things there.
Speaking of magazines, I'll just say quickly, one magazine that I get is Restoration Hardware.
Ooh, yes.
But the only reason I mention that is because their stock shot up so high this past week. And I was just a little surprised because they're not cheap.
They are not cheap. You're right about that. So do you have stock in them?
Not in them.
You just happened to notice their stock went up?
Yes, it went up $94 in one day this past week.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had stock in them.
Me too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I love all their designs. I really do. But they are quite pricey.
They are quite pricey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lastly, I had spoke to our colleagues, the Van Wee.
Yes, love
financial
them.
Team.
Yep.
Yeah, and I told them that I also read something in a business magazine. Supposedly, for every one person that leaves Florida, seven come. So I was curious.
Wow.
Have you found in the last year since the COVID that you just get that many more?
Oh, yeah.
Opportunities and clients?
Yes, and they're from everywhere. So people who are moving here from New York, Ohio, Michigan, California, Texas, Tennessee. I mean, we've had people coming from everywhere. But mostly, I think the big influx is New York, New Jersey, and California. That we've seen, anyway.
Yeah.
So,
and the very last thing I asked them, the question I asked them, did they feel that with the influx of all these people, can the resources of Jacksonville handle it? And I remember that Steve said that he thinks so because it's a very big city land-wise, landmass. So, but he did have the same concern I did about potable water, the water supply. So there's that.
Well, there is that, yes. But, you know, one of the things I love is when we think about Jacksonville, we think about it really in a metropolitan area, you know. So there's five counties here that really there's room to roam. So you've got St. John's County that's bursting at the seams with new construction, and you've got Clay County, and they also have a lot of new construction. You've got Nassau, Baker, And who am I missing?
St. Augustine. I mean,
St. John.
St. John.
No, I said St.
John. You said St. John.
Oh, Duval.
Duval,
of course. Duval is not bursting at the seams with new construction, but we still have plenty of houses here. We just need to get more for sale.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that. We have a segment about that on why there is a shortage and why prices are going up. So maybe we'll do that
next.
But
I do think because of our land mass that we can absorb more people easily than other areas could.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
These are all great points.
Yes.
All right.
Mike, we're going to send you back to our producer who's going to get your address. I'm going to send you a Publix gift card.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Mike.
And, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks
all right.
for listening.
You too. Happy Father's
it.
Day.
Yes.
Same here.
Okay. Well, let me give you the other answer. So the number one essential was double sink, as Mike said. The number two is table space for eating. Some kitchens are too small, don't have enough table space for eating. So that's the number two essential thing.
You know why it's essential? Because millennials don't want a real dining room. So they need one, like, everyday dining space.
Okay. Number three is a walk-in pantry.
Yes. We see that more and more. Okay. Where people are even talking about knocking out walls to make bigger pantries.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now, in the most desirable, not most essential, there was a tie for number one. It was granite or natural stone countertops or a walk-in pantry.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one. And then tied for number one, those two things. And then the third and fourth was also a tie, was a customized backsplash. And then one that we heard earlier from one of the guessers was a pull-out shelves in the cabinets.
Yes, which is, you know, just so smart to have pull-out shelves. Either that or the drawers, you know. Like pot drawers?
Well, those are pull-out.
It's the same concept.
Same concept, yes. Very good. All right. Thank you for all
of
the people
fun.
That called
yes,
in for
we
guests.
Appreciate everyone calling in, and we appreciate everyone listening. And y'all know it's really a gloomy day outside, but I have to say it's happy, 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 happy Saturday. And it makes me so happy to know so many people listen, and we appreciate you calling in. And, you know, you can just call in to say hi. You could call in to wish your dad a happy Father's Day. Whatever. I'm good with it.
When we come back after the break, what we're going to do is that Mike started to talk about one of the subjects that we have, which is prices are going up and there's a shortage of houses to buy. But why? And we've never really talked about that. But one of the things is an influence of people coming into the state. But there are more things than that. And we're going to go down a list of about 9 or 10 things on why prices are going up and why there's a shortage. So stay with us, everyone. We're going to talk about that. You haven't heard this stuff before. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're doing fabulous today. Our show is almost over, Howard. It goes by so fast.
It does.
Super fast. I'm having way too much fun, and I don't want it to end. You think the Van Wees would give me their hour?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but I thought I'd ask. They're driving in. They'll let me know when they get here.
So we said we're going to talk about prices are going up and there's a shortage of houses to buy. But why? You know, you hear on national and local news about the prices of homes going up and inventory is low. And we all know about supply and demand. You know, when there's not enough supply, then prices go up. But we don't always hear about the reason behind these. In other words, why? So we're going to discuss a little bit of that today to make you all better informed. And it's really a combination of several factors all acting together. So let's discuss some of those. First is interest rates. You know, the past 18 months have been the lowest interest rates since records have been kept. So when interest rates are low, things are cheaper to buy. So, I mean, you can afford more to buy. It's not that they're cheaper to buy. You can afford more.
I was wondering
more.
What you were saying.
You know, I go back to my history of buying homes, my first house, 16.5%. I bought another one at 12%. I bought another one at 10%. And I thought, oh, getting at 10% is pretty good. And then now they're at 3%.
Do you know what I was thinking when I heard you say that?
I know what's coming. That I'm old.
Yeah, because that's never happened to me. Never.
Okay, what's the next reason, Angela?
The next reason is that homeowners are not putting their house on the market because they're fearful that they won't find another one to buy.
Because people are losing on bids.
Yes.
We have so many customers that are...
We have solutions for that problem, though, by the way. So if that's you, call us. We'll tell you our solutions.
Okay. And one that came up a little earlier, in some metropolitan areas around the country, there's no land to build more homes.
Yes.
Think of New York.
Yeah, you know, they're out of space.
Long Island.
Yes.
You can't grow. You know, there are millions, I don't know if there's millions of homes on Long Island, but there's hundreds of thousands of homes on Long Island, and, you know, that's right next to Manhattan. There's just no place to build homes.
Yes.
So
yes. They're out of space.
They're out of space. We are fortunate in that we can grow north and south and west. We can't go east because that's where the water is. So, but we've got plenty of room here. So we are lucky. What's next?
The population growth over the last 20 years has exceeded new home construction.
So that's an interesting one.
People having babies. Yeah.
People having babies. Those babies grow
up. Plus people coming to the United States to live from somewhere else. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons for population growth. It's not just babies, but babies is a big one.
Yeah. The next one, population growth in states like Florida. This is what we talked about a little earlier. From people moving into the state has outpaced people moving out of the state. That's what
exactly.
That's what we talked about earlier.
Yep.
What's another one?
COVID has caused certain productions to slow when the pandemic started in anticipation of less needs for products. However, the need for products actually increased, like lumber, drywall, and other building products, appliances, computer chips, all sorts of items.
Yeah, another part of COVID, it resulted for a while in multi-generations moving in together due to loss of jobs. But now, people want their own homes again.
They do.
So some people still need multi-generational houses, but some people now want to move apart again because they're getting jobs.
Right.
And they realize, you know, there's too many people living together. So they want their own houses. So there's a need for more houses for them.
Absolutely. Also, we're seeing that companies are growing and they're hiring again. And so that is another reason.
Yeah. Also, back to COVID, some people would put their home on the market, but they still don't want people in their home because they're afraid of COVID. Because we still have people that say, hey,
what are you going to do to protect us?
Right. So
yeah.
They still want people that want all of the protections. They want booties.
Absolutely.
And then there are some that still say, hey, I'm still worried about this. I don't want people in my house. And therefore, I'm not putting my house on the markets.
Yes. And that really was the catalyst for all of this, by the way.
Now, let me give the interesting one. Now, this is one you really got to pay attention to. Housing production over the last 40 years has actually slowed. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Back between 1968 and the year 2000, the average growth rate of houses grew 1.7% a year.
Okay.
So if you had 1 million houses, the next year it was 1.7% higher.
Okay.
Now, from 2000 to 2020, it was no longer 1.7% a year. It was 1.0%.
Yeah.
So that was a downward growth. In the last 10 years, from 2010 to 2020, it dropped again from 1.0% to 0.7%.
Yes.
So although population is growing, although Florida, it's growing more dramatically because people are moving in. Housing production has actually slowed.
Interesting.
So this really catches up over the years.
Yes.
So when you combine all of these things together, interest rates are low. People don't want people in their houses from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The whole COVID situation.
Right.
Housing production is behind, especially lately.
And part of that's due to COVID, too, yeah. with manufacturing being down because people weren't at work and they shut down sawmills and all other kinds of things.
Yeah, there's even one other thing is that there's a labor shortage to build houses.
Yeah, well, there's a labor shortage everywhere where people are getting unemployment checks.
Yeah. So all of these things together are the why, because there's a shortage of homes, and when you have a shortage of homes on the market, prices go up.
That's just supply and demand, isn't
it? That is just supply and demand.
Yes, so that's where we are. But the realtors, in the way that realtors have always done over the years, is they always solve problems. And so if any of these things affect you, where you feel like you want to sell your house but you don't know where you're going to go, contact us. We have solutions for this for you. These, you know, and you have to take and be in charge of yourself. If you don't need to move today and you don't want to move today, that's one thing. But if you do need or want to move today, we have solutions to help you make that happen.
Yeah. Hey, you know what it's time for?
Ooh, hot, hot, hot.
Yes, we have actually two new houses to tell you about today.
We do.
And they're very unique situations that we never have had before. So you're going to want to listen to this because they're very, very unique. So, Angela, you want to talk about the first one? Or I'll talk about the first one. The first one is a house in the Southside area in the Grove Park area off of Beach Boulevard. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home. It was built in 1956, but many, many upgrades, including new air conditioning this year.
This month.
Yes. New roof.
Yes.
This month. A new water heater last year.
Yep.
It's 1,500 square feet, updated baths, updated kitchen. Now,
it's a great house.
Great backyard. Yep. Now here, and there's no carpet in the house.
No. Nope.
Great floors. It's got two pantries, a really large family room, a custom bar area, fenced yard. It's got a carport. Mm-hmm. It's $250,000. Now, and you may say, okay, so what's different about it? And $250,000 is
that's price, great price
that would normally cause many, many people to want to
flock.
See this.
Yes.
Yes. Here's what's unusual. This was owned by the person who lived there, and then he got married and moved to a different place, and he decided to rent it. The renter loved the house so much. This was a year and a half ago. Loved it so much that they wanted a 3-year lease. And the house really is beautifully done.
Yes.
And with all these updates also, beautifully done. They wanted a 3-year lease. And the tenant is stellar, pays their rent
awesome.
On time. So there's a year and a half lease left, and the tenant is going to stay in place. So if you're an investor and want to buy a house, this is the one for you. Or if you want to buy a house at today's prices, get the house today's price, and the rent will virtually cover your cost, and then move in a year and a half, but get it at today's prices and have it
there's
paid for.
There's a solution.
Then there's a solution.
Yeah.
You can buy this house.
Yeah.
The address is 7004 Altima Road. It's $250,000.
Yes.
Okay.
The other property that we have, you may need to call me after the show if you're interested in a log cabin on 5 acres in McClenny. And I will tell you all about it because the music's playing. I know I don't have time to give you all these awesome details, but it's fully fenced and you're going to want to call me.
Okay. The Van Wees are here. They're going to tell you that it's kind of been a down week, but we'll be back next week.